This is VOA News.
Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. President Emmanuel Macron is ordering a nighttime curfew for Paris and eight other French cities to contain the spread of COVID-19 after daily new infection rates reached alarming record levels. In a televised interview, Macron says that residents of those cities, which combined are home to close to a third of the French population, and they will not be allowed to be outdoors between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. beginning Saturday. Meanwhile, countries across Europe are scrambling to avoid another round of total lockdowns.
From France to Spain to England, all across the continent, Europe is facing a nightmare scenario, battling a resurgence of COVID-19 before the onset of winter. New COVID-19 infections are hitting about 100,000 a day across Europe. That far eclipses the daily new infection rate in the U.S. of about 51,000. Europe is now responsible for about a third of all global new cases. But the resurgent virus isn't limited to Europe. 22 American states set records for increases in new cases so far this month.
That is Reuters' Conway Giddens reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's 14-year-old son, Barron, tested positive for COVID-19, but he exhibited no symptoms after both of his parents contracted the virus. First Lady Melania Trump says Barron has since tested negative for the virus. Thai riot police cleared thousands of protesters from outside the prime minister's office early Thursday as an emergency decree banned large gatherings and the publication of sensitive news. In the face of escalating protest, a series of demonstrations over 3 months have brought tens of thousands of people onto the streets of Bangkok to demand the departure of the prime minister and a new constitution. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for cooperation between leaders to end fierce clashes over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. Kremlin says that he made the comment during a telephone call with the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. A committee vote is expected Thursday on U.S. President Donald Trump's nomination for the U.S. Supreme Court. At the end of the Supreme Court Justice-designate Amy Coney Barrett's third day of confirmation hearings, Republican Lindsey Graham said Barrett was impressive.
I think you have met every test that any reasonable person could impose in terms of qualifications. I think you made every test in terms of disposition and character that the public could hope for in terms of having somebody sit at the table at the Supreme Court.
And Democratic Senator Dick Durbin took time to thank Graham for the way he conducted the proceedings.
Thank you for your fairness in this hearing. I've heard no objection, nor will I, about the way you've conducted this. You've given everyone a chance to express themselves. You've been a little flexible on the time, and I thank you for that. It is a hallmark of what you've brought to this committee, and I hope it continues through the remainder of this negotiation and deliberation.
Barrett, a conservative federal appellate judge, is U.S. President Trump's third selection for a lifetime job on the U.S. Supreme Court. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made clear the U.S. is strengthening its ties with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, announcing plans to build a new embassy in the capital, Riyadh. Pompeo on Wednesday welcomed the Saudi foreign minister to the State Department for the start of strategic dialogue. Pompeo's announcement comes as he faces ongoing criticism from some lawmakers for pushing arms sales to Saudi Arabia through the Senate in May 2019. Pompeo made clear there will be more than U.S. arms sales to come. He's also encouraging Saudi Arabia to recognize Israel and what would be a huge boost for the Jewish state amid normalization by two other Gulf Arab kingdoms. AP's Nicole Winfield reports a Vatican trial has begun over sex abuse in the Pope's youth seminary.
The trial has opened in the Vatican's criminal tribunal against two priests. One is accused of sexually abusing an altar boy in the Vatican's youth seminary, and the other is accused of covering it up. It is believed to be the first time that such a trial is taking place inside the Vatican's criminal tribunal. Usually such cases are handled according to the church's canon law.
That is AP's Nicole Winfield. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.